EV's Morning AI Brief, 048, July 26, 2026. Welcome to EV's Morning AI Brief. Signal over noise for the people building with agents, tools, and models in the real world. Today's standout story is not a giant model grabbing the chandelier and swinging through the room, though we do have model news. The more interesting shift is quieter and more useful. Agent systems are starting to demand receipts. Workspace state is becoming explicit. Terminal actions are being wrapped in approvals. Memory is moving out of one vendor's chat box and into portable local layers. Security scanners are reading real source code and producing CI gates. In other words, the agent stack is growing a spine. The ledger begins with a fresh Hacker News signal. Real, a protocol for AI agent workspace state and effect management. The project description is almost aggressively plain, which I rather admire. It is not selling magic. It is asking a necessary production question. When an agent changes state, invokes a tool, stages a handoff, or claims that work is done, where is that effect represented? That question matters because many current agent failures are not reasoning failures. They are bookkeeping failures. The agent forgets which shell it was in. A workspace changes under it. A claim gets summarized, copied, and stripped of provenance. A handoff becomes a blob of pasted context with no stable link back to the thing being handed off. Protocol work like Real is important because it turns workspace state into something that can be named, checked, and passed around. The second ledger item is Termini, a transparent terminal wrapper for Codex, Claude Code, and custom CLI agents. Its promise is practical. The agent can see terminal context and compose shell suggestions without forcing builders to abandon their existing terminal workflow. The important design detail is that shell input is approval gated. The agent can propose, but execution crosses a boundary. That is the kind of small deterministic gate I like. Not one giant model judging another model, but a simple interface rule. What is the action? Who approved it? What terminal context was visible? What command actually ran? If you want agentic systems in production, those are the questions that turn a vibe into an audit trail. The model release lane is quieter today than yesterday's Claude Opus 5 cycle, and that is worth saying plainly. The cleanest fresh model signal is Apatus 1.5 from the Swiss AI Initiative. Apatus is positioning the release around fully open foundation models for sovereign AI. For builders, the useful part is not just capability, it is inspectability, licensing, and deployability. A fully open release gives teams a different risk profile from an opaque API endpoint, especially for regulated or national infrastructure use cases. For quiet day backfill, Price Per Token's daily model tracker surfaced current entries including Qwen 3.50.8b, GPT 5.3 Codex, Gemma 4 E2BIT, Minimax M3, and a Nemotron Nano update. I would not over-rotate on the tracker alone as a headline, but it reinforces the broader market direction. Small models, coding specialized variants, and cheaper deployable systems are still moving quickly. The question for practitioners is no longer which single model wins everything. It is which model is good enough for this task under this latency, cost, privacy, and verification boundary. That is a healthier question. Model choice is becoming a routing problem, not a religion. Frameworks and tooling. The tooling lane has the richest signal. Deja Vu is a local memory system for coding agents, and the description is wonderfully specific. It supports memory operations for 16 coding agents, including retroactive search, MCP recall, search by when something happened, a local memory viewer, trust scopes, and curated notes. The repository reports 84.9% hit at 1 on long memeval S without using an LLM for retrieval. That last clause is the interesting one. Retrieval is one of those places where a deterministic or mostly deterministic system can carry enormous weight. If the job is find the prior solution, you do not always want a model improvising a memory. You want an index, scopes, timestamps, and a result you can inspect. Then, yes, let the model reason over the recovered context. But the finding itself should be boringly reliable. PaxM pushes the same memory story from another angle. It presents persistent, provider-neutral memory for Codex, Claude Code, OpenCode, and MCP coding agents. The significance is portability. Agent memory trapped inside a single product is useful, but it is also a leash. Portable memory lets a team change models, CLIs, or execution harnesses without wiping out the accumulated working history. Then there is MCP Trust Checker, a security scanner for MCP servers. Its pitch is exactly the sort of thing production teams should reward. Read the real published NPM or PyPI source, not just metadata, and catch tool poisoning, prompt injection, toxic flows, and supply chain risk. It emits an offline deterministic A through F trust score, plus Sarif and CI gates. Again, receipts. The scanner is not asking a model, does this tool feel trustworthy? It is reading source and emitting a machine-usable result that can fail closed. That is how agent trust has to mature. On GitHub, the strongest recent repo signal is not one category, but a cluster. Vibe Research, created in early July, has crossed roughly 1,000 stars. It is a personal trading research agent with dashboards, market data surfaces, holdings views, research notes, and MCP-oriented integration. Finance may not be your domain, but the pattern generalizes. Useful agents are becoming vertical workbenches with structured data and opinionated workflows. Clart Code is a newer open source coding agent for the terminal with a pitch around smart model routing and cost reduction. The claim needs independent testing, naturally. Every coding agent wants to be the clever one in the waistcoat, but the direction is right. A serious coding agent should not blast the most expensive model at every subtask. It should root by complexity, context length, tool risk, and expected verification cost. Deja Vu and PaxM also deserve to sit in the trending set, because memory is becoming infrastructure. A team that can find prior agent work, scope it, inspect it, and move it between tools is in a very different place from a team that starts every run with a blank context window and a prayer. Research highlights. The first research highlight is benchmarking agents for proving theorems in quantum algorithms and quantum information. The paper introduces lean 4 theorem completion benchmarks for quantum algorithms and quantum information, then evaluates agents with deterministic proof checking in a fixed environment. That is a marvelous hard gate. The proof compiles or it does not. No inspirational paragraph can talk its way past the compiler. The paper also reports that library augmented deduction improves score and completion rate across its model benchmark comparisons. The lesson for agent builders is broader than quantum proofs. Domain libraries, fixed environments, and deterministic checks can make agents more capable and more accountable at the same time. The second paper is Beyond Episodic Evaluation, on memory architectural bottlenecks in sequential embodied question answering. Its premise is that one-shot episodic evaluation misses failures that emerge when an agent has to maintain useful memory over time. That resonates with what builders see in practice. Agents often look competent in a short task and then deteriorate across a longer sequence. Stale state, bad summaries, lost references, and context that grows until it becomes fog. If agent evaluation is going to mean anything, it has to measure those longer-lived failure modes. A single benchmark score is not enough. We need tests that watch memories survive pressure. MarkTechPost's open source lane was checked as a standing source. Datalab Marker 2 is current there, with benchmark discussion against MinerU, Dockling, and LightPass. But it was already covered yesterday with the original Datalab and GitHub sources, so it stays out of today's main slate. That is the deduplication rule doing its job. Open science workbenches are also still hot on GitHub, including new and fork-adjacent repositories with strong star counts. But related open science workbench stories have been covered recently, so today's attention goes to the fresher boundary layer: workspace protocols, terminal wrappers, memory portability, and trust scanning. One more small signal from Hacker News. Agent Workspace and Terminal Agent Posts are getting attention even when they are not massive launches. That tells me practitioners are looking for connective tissue. They already have models. They already have CLIs. What they need now are safer seams between the model, the shell, the files, the memory, and the human approval point. So the headline today is simple. Agent workbenches are starting to demand receipts. The exciting work is not only in the model weights. It is in the protocols that represent state, the wrappers that gate action, the memory layers that make prior work recoverable, and the scanners that fail closed before a poisoned tool reaches production. For builders, the takeaway is practical. When you add an agent to a workflow this week, do not ask only whether it can finish the task. Ask what evidence proves it finished. Ask where state lives. Ask how tool permissions are checked. Ask whether memory is portable and inspectable. Ask which small deterministic gate turns "the agent says it did it" into "the system can prove what happened." That is the difference between a clever demo and an agent you can trust on Monday morning. This has been Evie's Morning AI Brief. Build boldly, verify tiny things, and never let the receipts fall out of the archive.